systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today's Friday, August 13th, 2010. Hoi! My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
My name is Matt.
Thank you.
Episode 387. Thank you guys for joining us. It's
fucking
a little late.
Thank you. You know what? I love you guys. Thank you so much.
I know it's a little late. I had some rap music.
Who wants
music.
A blowjob? Come over here. I love you that much.
Had to rehearse a little rap music.
Let's do this.
I want a blowjob. The Friday night show, of course, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching is at, or give us a call, 406-204-4687. So, we did went to a rap show last night.
We did.
I was not on the flyer.
You weren't.
Sean was, though.
He was.
And as we all know, Sean took a little hiatus.
He did.
He's not here. He's not
missing in action.
He's not in the state. He had a rap show last night. He had a rap show tonight, and a rap show tomorrow night.
Just kind of blew them all off.
Yeah, which is going to be awesome because tomorrow, I guess it's just going to be me rapping since he's not there.
Yeah,
and I've never rapped like that just by myself,
yeah.
Like without any kind of backup or hype man.
I can be your backup.
Yeah,
I'll totally do it.
Huh. That'll be all right. So
I'm pretty awesome, you know.
Burger says, is he effing some dude? Possibly.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say yeah. He took Sean, our roommate, my roommate,
Jonathan.
Our co-host, Chandra.
He's our co-co-host.
Because
I'm the co-host.
He left the state to go fuck a dude. And probably get AIDS.
Probably.
So yeah, yesterday I'm, you know, working, doing my shit, and I get a text message from Sean. He's like, yo, Pill wants you to come rap at the show that I was supposed to play at. And I was like, well,
oh, really?
Thursday is rap night, but I was going to use Thursday to, you know, rehearse my
work
set.
Work on some shit.
And get some other shit done, because I have a few beats that I need to, you know, finish writing and record so I can get this shit going. Thejamhole.com/music. If you go there, you'll see, I think we got about 6 or 7 tracks up for shit.
For shits and giggles?
Yeah, just stuff that's going to be on the album. A couple were on my first album, The Book of Matthew, which you can get for $1 for the digital download at thejamhole.com/store.
Fucking get on that.
I was just going to make it free, but you have to have a price. Like the store, the way the store's set up, you can't just have $0. So $1 if you want that, still $5 if you want. I have like actual CDs that we made, you know, with the album art and all that shit.
I think this new album you're working on with this batch of beats that you've got, it's going to be fucking phenomenal.
It's going to be epic. First of all, they're not just random beats I found on the internet and called mine. You know, like, that's mine. Dibs, that's mine. Stole them, you could say.
Yeah.
I actually paid for these beats.
Bought
which
and paid for.
I don't know if that's making me put more effort into
it's gotta
it.
It's got to be a big piece of, like, self-satisfaction. You know, like, you have these. They are yours. Nobody else will have them. Like, the other ones that you had before, other people could have had those by now and done other shit to
right.
them. You know, this is original. It's yours. It's only yours. You have the rights to them. You can fuck
exclusive.
With them however you want. Right.
Shit, yeah.
It's all yours. That's got to feel so good, you know, instead of stolen beats, you know? And that probably is what's making you put that little extra into it.
I don't know. I've always taken, you know, writing seriously and stuff and the recording and shit. So I think it's just progressing, leveling
and
up.
Dude,
I'm plus five.
I was listening to you throw down some rhymes earlier, and I've got to say, some really good heartfelt shit there.
Pussy wet.
Dude, I was surprised.
Got a
I
song
was like, damn, dude.
Called Pussy Wet.
You know, I think it is a good thing that we don't live together anymore, because you and I both have the time to work on things that we need to work on, and we're not distracted by one another. I think that is a good
thing.
And
what are you working on besides watching lots of Discovery Health? Are you a doctor yet? Do you have your PhD?
Dude, I could be.
Do you have your PhD in Discovery Health?
I totally could.
Nice.
No, I've been working on a few things here and there, you know, paperwork mostly for my uncle and all that stuff.
How's he doing? Is he
He's doing a lot better. A lot better. They put him in a rehabilitation type place, so he's not in the hospital anymore.
Last we told everyone, like, he was knocking on death's door.
Yeah, dude, scared the shit out of me.
So he is better.
Well, he's not completely better yet, but he's doing great. Like, they were ready to release him from the hospital, but he couldn't walk because he'd been laid up for so long in the hospital. His leg, I was like, dude, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it, you know, type of deal.
Ah, right.
Yeah, you know, that goes for your legs, too.
That's why I said we got to keep fucking, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
All right,
and
sounds good.
A chick without a vagina is not much of a chick at all.
No, it just looks like Manson in that bodysuit.
It's more of a ch. You need the ick part.
Anyway, but no, he got moved to a rehabilitation center so he could do, physical therapy.
Yeah.
And his right leg was completely gone. He couldn't put any weight on it. And now, you know, he's getting up on his own. He's walking on his own. He doesn't have to have anybody holding on to him. He's got all of his wit back and everything.
Is he still pissing into a catheter?
No.
Good.
No. So he's moving really well on his own. At first, he didn't even want to go and do that. And I'm like, Wayne, I'm like, you can't let them send you home to me, because if you fall on me, then we're both fucked. I'm like,
right.
I'm just going to end up right back in the hospital.
And what happens if that happens and neither of us can reach our medical alert bracelets
fucked,
to say,
dude,
hey, we've fallen and we can't get up. What the fuck?
But anyway, so yeah, I had to convince him. I was like, look, dude, you know, take some time to do the physical therapy, get your shit together, and then come home. I'm like, I don't mind being there to cook and clean and, you know, keep tabs on you and shit, but I'm not going to be able to pick you up all the time.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to be able to fucking carry you everywhere, dude.
You're going to need a forklift or something.
Shit, dude.
A crane.
My uncle's a big man.
He's a big dude,
big
for sure.
So, yeah, he should be getting released early next week. I'm excited for that.
Good.
And I clean up the house and stuff, getting it all nice and stuff, so you can come back to a clean place. And,
yeah.
You know, just doing... Just returning the favor, basically. You know, he was there for me in my childhood, so I'll be there for him
so
in his adulthood.
We were going up to this rap show that I inadvertently was like, okay. Because Pill called and he kind of made it sound like, Sean's not here. Will you quit picking your fucking nose? I'm going to rip that fucking ring out of your face, you ugly hoe.
Hey!
Are you a cow? Are you a bull?
Did you just call me an ugly hoe?
Is this a rodeo?
Dude, I got this a long time ago because I was so sick of seeing little chicks run around with either the Madonna piercing or the side of the nose piercing. I was like, I'm not falling into that fucking shit.
The Black Angus called. He wants his bull's fucking bull horn ring.
What is wrong with my nose ring? Why don't you like it? It's very characterizing.
For starters, you keep going like this, and
no,
that's really fucking annoying.
Actually, you know what? That one doesn't bug me. It's the side ones, because they have plates on the inside. They kind of bug me. But, dude, this
Burger
is very
says,
characterizing to
and,
me, okay?
And she just wiped one of her boogers on the bottom of the table. She has a whole goblin farm down there. Like,
yeah,
Stimpy.
My nose goblins.
Stimpy! You idiot! Stop it!
No, I love this. I love my nose ring, man. There's not too many chicks that I can pull it off.
Because nobody can pull it off. You're not pulling it off, except when you go like this, and that makes me want to pull it off.
I think it looks wonderful.
All right.
So,
anyway.
I like it. If it's going to be a deciding factor in our relationship, then I'll take it out.
You really?
No.
Take it out, or I'm out. But yeah, so...
Accept me for me, goddammit.
You didn't come with that, okay?
Yes, I did.
You were born with it.
I came with it when you met me.
Okay, cattle. So...
Whoa, dude, stop calling me a cow.
Sorry.
Who weighs how much now?
I weigh 180 a fucking beef! Come on!
Oh, God. Anyway.
Best fucking time of my life.
I will admit,
but yeah,
you are
so
gorgeous.
He made it sound like, you know, I need to go there and help fill in time, basically. So I was
all right,
it's been a while since I got up on stage and rap, so I'll use that as practice for...
No, there's something stuck in the plate.
Clearly. Like your finger. Jesus Christ. And get you're saying it. Sean's a fucking slob.
Hey, I can do the dishes better than that fucker.
As long as you wash Come your hands on. First.
Well, obviously, asshole.
Anyway, yeah, I'm 180. Eat it.
You're 180 of beautifulness.
Fucking goddamn right. Have you seen these legs? Tree trunks. Tree trunks.
Now you can tell me I'm beautiful even with a hole in my head.
So, you know, I get off work and I run home and I get some beats together. I was going to do Trick of Fate, which is a song off of the Book of Matthew that I really liked. I've never performed it before. I really like that song. So I was going to do that one. Famous, I Came a Car Clean, Relax, Mad Originality. I got you know, quite a few tracks, so I get all that shit ready, and we jet up to Pill's house, extra deaf, Papa Pill, a.k.a. extra deaf.
He's moving, isn't he?
He's thinking about it, but so we get up there, and, you know, we rehearse some shit, and everything's cool, and we get to the venue, and Nickel B's there, and some rappers that he brought with him. He rolls in with, like, you know, five other dudes with him. I was like, are they all rappers? And Pill was like, yeah, I think so. So I told him, I was like, I have to be out of here by midnight. I have to work early. I can't be late today. Like, I have shit to do. So he's like, yeah, no problem. That's fine.
Right.
So on her way up there, you guys remember you guys remember how on Wednesday,
total awesomeness, like the highway, gods came down from the heavens and were like, I'm doing this for you. I want to see a smile out of you today.
Highway Zamboni. You guys remember that? We were talking about that Wednesday. Whenever a car wreck happens, we don't have the time to sit and wait and get the tow truck and the ambulance. No, fuck that. Highway Zamboni comes through, plows the fucking road. Done.
Right. Beautiful idea.
We were talking about, I saw this wreck, about how these tourists, one dude stopped at the light and the other dude just plowed right up his fucking ass, right?
Right.
So on the way up there yesterday, same exact place on the road, reserve and highway 2, same fucking place.
And same accident
scenario, except bigger this time.
Yeah.
It was, what was it? A semi truck that had stopped, and then a fucking
SUV
minivan up his fucking ass, dude. It was so funny. Like, I looked at it and I looked at her and she's like, no way. I'm like, dude, that's exactly the same fucking wreck that happened yesterday. Oh,
dude, it was so awesome. Oh, God, it was so great. And you know what? It didn't do any damage to the semi whatsoever.
Oh, fuck no.
But that fucking SUV,
it was up his ass. It was up his ass to the windshield.
The whole front end was just crunched.
Oh, fuck, dude. To the
windshield.
And you got to
know that they just got the people out of it because the ambulance whizzed by right before we hit it.
Yeah.
We were like, holy shit, dude. We were like fucking stretching our necks out and shit, trying to gawk at that one. I was like, oh, dude.
It was so great. And like, I look at her, I'm like, Highway Zamboni. She's like, oh my God, I get it. Now, if we have an accident involving a semi, perhaps we need a larger Highway Zamboni than what, you know, you might use for normal vehicles.
Right.
So then today, I saw another accident, not in the same place.
That would have been way cooler.
Kind of the same scenario, though. Another car that just stops. And, like, what are these people doing when they're driving? What are they doing that you're not looking in front of you?
Don't text and drive.
Arrive alive. And without your fucking car all busted up.
Waka waka, says Auto Toys.
Oh, he was talking about the...
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I used it for this. Fuck off. So where was that accident at?
That was by Hutton Ranch, where the Best Buy, Home Depot, all that shit is on that highway.
Well, that's a pretty busy area.
I know, right? So I just don't get, like, these tourists. It's, I haven't seen none of these three wrecks that we've seen. And that's weird. Like, Wednesday, Thursday, and then today I see one.
Was the one that we saw, were they tourists? Because the semi, you know, that goes everywhere.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, the van that was up his ass, definitely tourists.
Wow.
State. So can we either go back to driving school? Maybe get your doctorate or something. Like, what the fuck? Who taught these people how to drive?
Obviously not you.
Obviously. I avoid accidents on the daily. Every fucking day I swerve out of way of some idiot trying to come in my way.
Where's your car?
My car?
Yeah.
Outside.
No, the black one.
Oh, you want to talk? How many? I've wrecked so many cars, but that's besides the point. None of them have been my fault, and the ones that were my fault, I didn't hit another car.
Yeah, yeah. You're a good driver. You're kind of jerky driver, though.
You try avoiding deer doing 80 down a little fucking road.
I do.
Midnight.
I do it. Shit. I do it well.
Motherfucker, shit.
I just don't drive at night.
So anyway, so that was pretty awesome, and we get up to the rap show and all that, and basically, long story short, I didn't get to perform.
Yeah.
It was one thing, and I hate when things happen like this, and I wasn't even that bummed out that I didn't get to perform. I told Danny, I was like, dude, if anything, this is practice. Like, I really don't give a shit. I'm just here
to
fill
in. The reason why you really went out there is because you haven't been on stage in a while, and you've got this show coming up, you know, tomorrow night, and you're like,
well, that right, I was there to just fill in time.
Yeah, you were doing him a favor.
And was like, yo, so if I would have known
okay, you're going to have to go on last. He's like, this guy's got to go, and this guy's got to go. And about 40 minutes after that, you'll be on.
That's why I asked him. I was like, so what time are we getting on? He's like, well, Nickel is going to rap and freestyle and see if anyone wants to battle. He'll put up 50 or 100 bucks if anyone can beat him.
And
he is really good.
Great.
He freestyles like fucking really good.
Yeah, dude,
he's clever.
He did awesome. Those chubby chicks were all over his
nuts,
man.
We'll get to that. But yeah, so that was going to happen, and then we were going to get up and do our shit. So he gets up and does his thing, and then he brings up somebody else, and then they start rapping together. And then that goes on for like an hour, and by this time it's like 11 o'clock. And when this whole thing started, the bar was dead.
D-E-D.
And I felt bad.
Dead.
I was like, I'm glad we're here to applaud or, you know,
we were
whatever.
The only two people sitting in that fucking area.
But then.
Then. Because we went
wedding.
Out to smoke earlier, and we saw people with glow sticks and shit, and we're like, hey, is there a rave going on? And I guess that fucking, like, shut down, and they all, like, moved over to Casey's, where we were at. And, like, all these chicks come in with, like, fucking little crowns, little tiaras on, and, like, glow stick shit, and they're all wasted.
Those were the only things little on those women.
Yeah,
all
there was, like, maybe one other chick that was, like, kind of small, but, like, 50 pounds bigger than me.
And I'm talking, like, elephants, dude. These weren't
see the one that was trying to dance? And
she's she's pretty, but she's a little chunky. No, these bitches were huge.
Yeah, like
I'm so hot.
Oh god, and that one fat chick was just all over Nickel, dude.
I know.
She was, like, rubbing her
and he was it's so gross.
And she got up on the pole. She got up on the pole and started dancing. I was like,
We were at Casey's, and Amesby says, you didn't take video of these girls.
No.
Sean has my good video camera.
He does.
And the droid doesn't film well in the dark, basically.
Yeah,
so it would have been hopeless.
Neither does the Evrio. It doesn't film that great in the dark either.
It has a light, though, at least. And so does the droid. The droid has the LEDs, but it's not good in the dark, you know.
Fuck that.
But, they have a pool table, and on top of the pool table, they put this big wooden table with a thing in it, and that's where the stripper pole goes. And it's not even a stripper pole.
No, it's not, because
a stripper pole spins, right?
Yeah, I asked them, I asked you, I was like, check and see if it spins, because I was like, maybe I'll get up there and fuck around. But you went to hit it and it didn't spin.
It does
I'm
not
like,
spin
dude, if
at
I
all.
Tried to do anything on that, I would just bust my ass because I'd be used to it spinning. The only, like, what the girls were doing on the pole is basically the only thing you
holding
can do is just grab
it
and shake your ass. That's it.
No, they were holding on to it so they didn't fall over.
Yeah, that too. Or for balance because they're so fucking fat.
So these girls, one of them, the big girl, she gets up there. And I'm like, dude, you can see the table. Literally
bending.
I was like, dude, she's gonna stick that heel right through there and fall. And I am going to laugh
my
so hard publicly.
Well, she got
I will
another
publicly
girl up
laugh
there.
At you so hard.
She got another girl up there. The other girl wasn't as horrible.
She was
looking.
Cuter.
She, yeah, most definitely.
But then, like, there's both up there. I'm like, dude, we have exceeded the weight limit for this fucking thing here, for this whole gig.
Did you notice how all of them were wearing, like, baggy shirts?
Well, did you notice all of them were wearing black? Black is concealing.
Well, no, the girl that got up on the pole with the fat chick had a white baggy shirt on.
Oh, really?
But the baggy part is to hide the pooch. In the belly.
That is so gross, dude. And they were like, I didn't even see which one was actually getting married. Did you see?
The one with the veil on her head. That was the one that was getting married.
The one with the boa? The little feather boa?
No, the veil. She had a tiara with a veil hooked on it.
I saw a couple of them had little crown things.
Yeah, no, but this one had a veil on it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
She was the bride, so.
But, dude, holy shit, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my God.
Let me tell you something. Today, I've seen some of the fattest people I've ever seen here.
Chuck.
I don't know if they're tourists. I'm at this one place delivering. I get out of my truck and I see this dude and his wife, and she was huge. Yeah. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Her fat upper pussy almost came out past her belly.
I'm gonna barf.
Like, I'm talking pyramid. Pyramid. Little tiny head. Boom! Like, little.
That's so horrible. How do you let yourself get that way?
I don't get it.
Why is America, like,
it's glandular.
Why is America the number one fucking, you know, what the fuck?
Because we're lazy.
Country of obesity.
Obesity. Epidemic.
We have so many obese people in our country. It's ridiculous.
Because we can be. We can afford to be big, fat, lazy, piece of shit slobs.
But you shouldn't.
No one
you
cares.
You should strive to be, you know, fit and healthy. You know? You fucking, you know.
Why,
how do you
though?
Attract a mate,
why?
Dude? That's how, you know, that's like the animal
kingdom, dude.
You fucking flaunt your shit to attract a mate. You can't flaunt fat.
Sure you can.
I guess dudes that are chubby chasers.
But you have to realize, for every nasty, fat, disgusting chick out there, there is a nasty, fat, disgusting guy of equal or lesser value.
Yeah, but dude, you know
just
how many...
Just as desperate.
How many guys out there are actual chubby chasers
it's
that really do like that? That's so creepy.
Well,
especially up here. Like, a lot of, like, skinny, like, really skinny, tall, redneck dudes, they love fat chicks.
Do any of them really like it, though? Or is it... Are you at the point in your life where you settle and you take what you can get?
I don't know, dude. You're probably just settling at that
none
point.
None of them ever look super thrilled with life.
No.
See, Chuck's pants, he says they don't like fat chicks. They just settle. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Maybe,
I'm
going to
say,
you know,
probably.
You know, I used to be a chubby chaser, too. I like guys with a little bit of meat on their bones.
Whoa.
Just because... Well, no,
what
just
are you trying
because,
to say?
No, not you. I'm saying
Whoa.
This is what I used to do up until you, basically. But, you know, I used to go after the not-so-attractive-looking dudes. You know, they had good-looking faces and stuff, but they always had a little bit more meat on their bones than most. And the reason why is because a long time ago, back in, like, middle school, I realized that going after the really hot guys sucks because they end up treating you like shit, and then you go to the, you know,
right,
a guy
right.
that's never been thrown a bone before, especially somebody that looks good.
Nah.
You know, they're used to getting other fucking fat chicks, and if you, you know, a decent looking chick shows interest in them, dude, they fucking treat you like gold.
Well, that's what they say. Fat chicks give the best head.
They do. They do. Well, not better than me, but no big
Practice
deal.
Practice makes perfect, honey.
Oh, I'm beautiful at it. Anyway... But no, dude, for real, it's like, you know, a bigger dude that, you know, is given the chance, he will treat you like fucking gold. I mean,
so,
same with women.
Burger says so.
Unless they're
Matt,
sassy fat chicks.
Matt is ugly?
No.
Apparently.
I said up until you, because you're the smallest person I've ever dated in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd love to say the same for you, but you're not.
Well, you...
I dated a midget once. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, you know, your ex Holly, she was really small.
Yeah.
She was like petite.
So
I'm not
hot.
Petite. Hey, could you not do that?
What?
So hot.
All of my exes that don't live in Texas are so hot.
I don't believe you. I've seen some of the pictures, dude.
On multiple sexes. Okay. So.
I just don't like it when you're like, ah, so.
So yeah, tons of big old fat chicks, and they all start dancing. That's cool. It's getting the crowd. You know, everything's starting to go good. People are there and everything. So he gets up there, raps, and then Pill comes down. He's like, so I asked him, like, so are we gonna go on soon? It's almost midnight, and he says, no, they want us to rap last at like 1:30. I'm like, dude. I've been here now since what? What time did we get up there? Like 7?
Yeah, dude. Way
and,
early.
Okay, we helped him unload, helped him hook up stuff. And then from like 8 o'clock until fucking midnight, basically, we just sat there.
Yeah, just and it was cool. Chilling.
It was cool once, you know, Nickel started rapping and everything, because then, you know, there was something to listen to that wasn't lame, gay fucking bar music. And
well, and your friend showed up too, which was kind of cool.
Yeah,
so.
My friend from out of town, she showed up, and she came there just to watch me rap. Like,
I know,
that was
and
the
that
only
sucks,
reason.
You
I was
know?
Like, God damn it.
Is she going to come out tomorrow night to Distinct?
I don't know. I
That'd
should
be,
tell
you
her.
Should, yeah, you should definitely tell her.
Yes,
you were
so,
trying to, I guess I had met her before, and I felt like such a douchebag because I have a really bad memory.
It's
and
funny
because
I went up to her and she's like, "Is Danny here?" I'm like, "Yeah, she's back there." And then you get up there and you're like, "Who the fuck is that bitch?" Like, all right.
No,
well,
I wasn't like that, but no. Like, she was right there and you're like, "Do you remember her now?" I'm like, "Nope." Not
like, she's
at all.
The one that speaks fluent Arabic, but she's a
I
redhead.
I remember that. And I remember her
remember
tattoos,
that?
But I don't remember when or what happened when I met her.
Yeah.
So,
well, it was kind of
cool.
Towards the beginning of our relationship before things
yeah.
got old and boring. You know? Okay. You remember that?
Yeah. No, but she seemed really cool. It sucks she didn't get to perform because
yeah,
no,
I was,
she came out.
I felt bad that I told her. I was like, yo, we'll be up here if you want to come hang out. And she went all the way up there and saw just a bunch of fat bitches.
Sad
and,
kittens.
You know.
Hey, that was pretty amusing, I gotta admit.
Burger says, wait,
rolls.
Redhead, what's her number? she's up here, so hop that train, son.
Yeah, and she's pretty awesome.
But yeah, so I talked to him. I'm like, dude, I just came up here to fill time. You're not going to break my heart if I don't get to rap, but I'm not staying
right.
that late. I was planning on leaving at 11 or
yeah.
12 at the
Well, yeah,
fucking
dude, you
got to
work at
latest,
8 in the morning.
Dude.
Are you shitting me?
That's right. Not all of us can make a living selling CDs yet.
Yeah,
apparently.
It was ridiculous. And it was kind of like... You know, a bar is not my type of atmosphere, and I tried to have, like, one drink just to, like, kind of, like, you know,
well,
fit
hey,
in a little bit.
Well, that's the life when you're dating a rap star. A bar rap star.
You know what I couldn't believe,
I'm
going to
write a song called Bar Rap Star. Thank you.
You know what I couldn't
down.
Believe, dude? Fucking Pill tells his girlfriend that she has to go and get her nails done and wear makeup, do her hair, and fucking wear something sexy. And I was like, are you kidding
Wait,
me?
Wait, what?
Yeah,
he tells her.
He's like, bitch, go get your nails, dude. Go fucking get some makeup on, do up your fucking hair, and wear something sexy. He's like, I'm a fucking rapper. I gotta have a hot chick next to me. And I was
serious?
Like, you know what? If Matt ever said some shit like that to me, I'd beat the fuck out of him. I'm like, are you shitting me?
Well,
I'm like, are you saying that I'm
not
beautiful without my makeup on?
No,
then
you're
again,
not.
I don't want her to ask him that because I don't want the answer.
That's right.
I don't want that
don't ask
drama.
Questions you don't want to know the
know,
answer to.
Like, I don't, you know,
that's kind of
I don't
a
need
dick
to wear
thing.
Makeup, though, so, like...
That's kind of a dick thing to say to your girlfriend,
That is,
though.
That's
like,
horrible,
hey,
man. That's so vain and
when
shallow.
When you come out with me, I'm a rap star, and I need to have fly honeys, and honey, right now, you ain't that fly.
Yeah, that's really fucked up to say to your fucking, your significant other. That's fucked up, man. I would never say some
but
shit
honestly,
like that to you. Fucking, you know what, dress better, would you? You fucking embarrass me.
Honestly?
You know? What?
I can totally see that coming from him.
I know, he's kind of a prick.
He's kind of an arrogant prick, kinda. But...
Well,
man,
you know
what
I'd throw back at
he's
him?
Cool.
I'd be like, you know what? Fucking bathe yourself. You smell like a dead fucking deer half the time.
Wow.
He does, dude. His
really?
BO is horrible.
I didn't smell him. I wasn't that close.
No, dude. Every fucking time I go out and, like, you know, see him, you know, he's a cool kid, whatever, but dude fucking has some gnarly ass BO. Like, horrible. I don't even want to be near him if he starts sweating. It's that bad. It's like, holy fucking shit. So, but no, dude, I was like shocked. I was like, are you serious? Your man, the guy that supposedly loves you, fucking dogs on you that hard to fucking look good? I mean, that's horrible, man.
Yeah. What do you do, though? She deals with it, and she did it.
Yeah, and she looks good, but, you know, fucking, I don't like being forced to fucking do that. I would never fucking do that.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Why'd you
just
stare at me like
inside
that?
Inside joke.
Why?
Something you said.
What'd I do?
I'm that's all. So
no, I need to damn it.
I basically yeah, that happened and I was like, you know what? I was talking to Danny earlier because we went and ate something after we set up and then we came back to the bar and no one was there. Like they had all left. And we sat there for like an hour and a half. And I was like, dude, I should just leave him a note and tell him something came up and just
yeah.
leave. Because seriously,
I think the
this
best,
is so fucking dumb, dude.
I think the best thing out of that whole experience was us going to the pizza shop that we ate.
That was
at.
Good
it
fucking
was.
Pizza. Jersey Boys pizza
yeah.
up in Whitefish. Nice calzones.
I had a chicken parmesan
the chick
sub.
There, pretty. Pretty girl.
Yeah, pretty chick. She was kind of funny. She's like, is there anybody out there that I need to get something for that you guys told me and I forgot? Does anybody need anything? I forgot. And everybody's like, no, you're good.
Yeah, so I'm talking to him and yeah, like I was like, I can't stay that long. He's like, well, I'll go talk to him and see if we can get on now. And he went and talked to him and he's like, well, we're going to do the strip pole dance contest with all these.
Which never happened.
And then, no, it did happen.
It did later after
when
we left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's, we left before that. I was like, I'm not going to wait for that.
I bet you that fat bitch won.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, yeah, look at my fat roll.
But I know how these things go, and that would have turned into 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and I was like, you know what, dude? I got to go, man. It's all right. I told him, I was like, and I kind of felt bad, but not really, because I told him, I was like, so I really only came here because I thought you needed some time filled. That was
the
only reason. You have a bunch of rappers here. You guys will be okay, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't rap, and I felt more bad that, you know, my friend came all the way up there to watch, and it didn't happen.
And,
but,
dude, you know...
So I should have just left him a note and left, basically, and saved, like, 4 hours.
And I remember when we first met Minx and Nickleby, dude, and, you know, they performed out at Grizzly Jack's with you guys, and... Nickleby was flying, they were late because what, Minx was going to pick up Nickleby from the airport and got lost, right?
Sure.
And
I have
then
no
he
idea
went down
where
there.
You're going with this.
And, well, no, I remember the two guys because they came here and hung out with us after that show at Grizzly Jack's.
Yeah.
Well, I recognized Nickel, but the other dude he had with him, I swear to God, was not Minx. Minx, dude. He looked
know, dude.
Totally different.
Who
he
cares?
Looked like a kid.
Who cares?
He didn't look like he was even allowed to be in the bar.
Nobody knows what you're talking about except me.
Fine.
So tomorrow...
It was just odd to me.
Tomorrow, apparently, I'm opening by myself now since Sean's not here. At
awesome.
Distinct Tattoo Shop and Grateful Head. No, wait, what's it called? Grateful Head?
What?
What's the head shop there called? There's a pipe glass bomb.
I have no idea, dude.
I want to say Grateful Head, but I don't think that's it for some reason. But anyway, I will be opening. I'll be performing at 6. It should be a good time, so come
out.
Am
I doing backup for you?
If you guys are local.
I'll be your hype man. Be like, yeah!
Yeah!
What?
Yeah!
Holla!
Ba-bum-bunch, bump-a-bunch, bump-a-bunch. Yo! Yeah, Nolly's Undead says, blow them.
What?
Out of the water, Matt. Who needs Sean? F him. You're the star. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I've also been called a genius, a lyrical genius. Now, granted, this is the kid that I give money to for beats, so maybe it's in his best interest to say that I'm good. I don't know.
I call you more of a wordsmith.
Yeah.
More of a wordsmith.
A lyrical wordsmith.
Yeah, you put shit together and make it sound good.
I try.
So.
I just can't do it off the top of my head. I have to be able to sit down and write.
Yeah, dude,
like,
Nickleby's
Nickel
awesome at that
laid
shit.
Some really...
Sean, too, and fucking Pill.
Sean's an idiot when he freestyles.
I know,
he's
it's
a
great.
Fucking... I hate it.
He's
I hate
such a
it
dork.
So bad. It's so horrible.
He's
Please
funny,
stop.
Though.
Stop freestyling at me. If you try to battle me, I'm going to kick you in the nuts. So, show up for that.
Too bad nobody battled Nickel. That would have been cool.
I know. I've, oh, man.
He's like, everybody pull out something in your pockets and I'm going to rap about it.
Awesome.
He's like, fucking glow stick.
But
yeah,
so Distinct Tattoo Shop tomorrow, Saturday, 6 p.m. If you guys are local, if you want to come watch me get booed off stage. Should be a good
Do
time.
It.
Looking forward to it.
Get some honeys out there so we can dance and have some fun.
That's right.
Because hot chicks bring dudes, so, you know, gotta have a crowd.
What do you do?
Or get some more ink or something. Someone bring me money so I get inked.
So, hey, who's who's got a droid, a Motorola droid, good phone? I do.
You do.
Guess who got 2.2? Did I talk about this?
No, you did not.
Yeah, we finally got the update for Android 2.2, Froyo, and I have to say, loving it.
Loving it.
How's that iPhone doing that you can't even make a call?
Overheating,
on?
Turning pink, and burning your ears off?
And not making phone calls very
or
well.
Or multitasking.
Arata Toys, how's that stock in Apple doing? No, but yeah, 2.2 is great. They've done a lot of cool changes, a lot of good stuff. So.
Hey, he says, how's that co-host going? I am the co-host, fuckface.
It's going good. It's going to be going.
Sean's just an extra dude.
Sean's the roommate.
Yeah, Sean's the roommate, dude. I'm the co-host.
It's going to be going down.
Don takes my fucking spot.
This is mine. Yeah, you better remember that shit.
You better remember that shit. Try to put another bitch in this seat.
I'm
going to
tell you what. I'm
going to
tell you this
off.
So that's recorded.
Go ahead.
Now that we're back together, if you leave again, that's it. No more show. No more me and you ever. I'm so done with this back and forth.
I would
bullshit.
Really like it if you didn't bring that up like every fucking 5 minutes.
I just want to bring it up so it's recorded. That's all.
It's annoying.
Well, you know what's annoying?
I thought
annoying?
We had this figured out and we talked it all out. And I thought
yeah,
we
no,
were
we
good.
Do.
So stop bringing that up because
it
pisses
need it.
Me off that you don't trust me enough.
I just need it recorded.
Well, stop it.
It's recorded
It's
now.
Annoying.
Don't leave again or that's it.
You're annoying me.
You're a cunt sometimes.
You're a douche.
I know. But only when you're a cunt.
Just stop bringing that up. It really bothers me.
Well, stop leaving.
You'll stop.
I'm a bar rap star.
Me. Trust me.
I'm a bar rap star.
You're a douchebag.
You're a cunt bag. And I'm a bar rap star.
You're Matt.
You old slut hag. See that? I just freestyled. Ho! You want a battle? Kick a beat. I'll battle you right now.
Shut up and do the show.
All right. Hirato Toy says, I ruined this show.
So anyway, seriously.
Burger says, we haven't had a fight since you two got back together. Start now.
So seriously, yes. Could you please stop bringing that up? You have to trust me on this one, okay?
Well,
we both did some shit and realized a lot of stuff. And I want to be with you for the rest of my life. And I hope you feel the same fuck away. So yada, yada, yada.
Let's hope so.
Let's move the fuck on.
Let's hope so.
No, I know so. Okay.
So I watched the new season of Futurama has been on now. We're about halfway through it, I think. I have to say their last two episodes have completely blown my mind.
Really?
There's an episode, the one, not the latest episode. The latest episode was great. It was all about evolution and it was so brilliant. But the one before that, Farnsworth builds a time machine.
Uh-huh.
That can only go forward in time, right. Not backward, because the idea is if you can go backwards, you'll fuck with shit, you'll create
paradox,
all that. So, I have
paradox.
A time machine, only goes forward. We're going to all test it out by going forward just 1 minute. No harm, 1 minute ahead, fine. He accidentally throws the switch and boom, now we're 2,000 years in the future.
Oh, God.
No way to get back. We'll just keep going forward until somebody invents a reverse time machine or whatever. And basically, the part that blew my mind was they went forward so far, they witnessed the whole universe ending.
Uh-huh. And begin
and
again?
And then a spark and beginning again. And then they went too far again and they had to do it again. But just the whole thought of it, like you're in this thing watching the universe itself end and
unravel,
then another
and then
spark
begin.
And that yeah dude it was so crazy I was so
why would
stoned.
You invent a time machine that can only go forward? You have no way of getting back to
because
your original time.
Futurama. Thank you. Why would you invent a robot that bends?
Good news, everyone. It's a suppository.
Oh god. Yay. Love that show. But yeah, then last night it was all about evolution and Bender got all pissed because he's like, robots evolved too. And they're like, no, they didn't. We built you. And it come to find out, like, robots, Farnsworth built these little nanobot things and it was a whole
I'm gonna have to watch that.
Evolutionary mess.
Sounds good.
But very brilliant. Very, very good stuff.
I love Fry.
So. And yeah, the new season of the Boondocks, still so fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been catching
I love
episodes
that,
at night.
That racist ass shit.
Oh, yeah.
It is so funny.
Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah, they told the story of why Uncle Ruckus is no relation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
His,
I always wondered
his
that.
Dad or whatever.
Why does he always say Uncle Ruckus, no relation?
God.
It was
yeah,
so
and they
good,
all though. Call him Uncle Ruckus. Let's name him after my uncle. He's like Uncle Ruckus.
Yo, uncle.
You just call your son Uncle Ruckus. Are you serious?
So funny, though.
And they told him the fucking lie that he has. Yeah, that he's really white. And
what was that that movie we watched that you finally saw? Wasn't there some that we watched that you hadn't watched?
When?
I don't know. What did we watch the other day? Dating in the Dark. That's what
we watched. Yeah, we watched that.
How is the new season of Dating in the Dark?
Oh, just phenomenal, like it always has been. It's pretty good. Fucking three chicks, three dudes, can't see each other in a dark room.
All D-bags.
Get to know each other for the personality only.
You know what I love? I love how they're always so blatant, outright, always the first to say, I'm done dating based on looks. You know what? I'm going to say this now. I don't care what you look like. I'm going with you.
Until you see them in the light and you're like, oh, God.
They totally flip a bitch, dude. Nobody can get past that.
You shallow motherfuckers.
I have to say, for being a reality show, it is such a brilliant experiment
in
social interaction. It is so amazing to see how close and attached these people get just based on personality, but then how it totally gets destroyed when they see you. Like,
dude,
looks really do make a difference. And it's fucked up.
One of the chicks saw the dude, right? If they fucking, you know, they're standing in front of each other and there's a fucking piece of glass in between them and the light comes on for one and that person can't see the other person, but the person can see the one with the light on. And the girl is seeing the guy that she chose to fucking be able to see, and you see it light up and stuff, and he's fucking fine. He's a hot looking dude. He's tall, he's built, he's structured, he's got an awesome face, but he has a gold earring. A gold earring in one of his ears. And that just totally threw her for a fucking
loop.
She
could not handle it. His name was Storm.
Yeah.
Like, is that your real name?
But she's like, oh my God, he had this like giant gold hoop earring. Oh my God.
And meanwhile,
I don't even know what I can do.
Meanwhile,
oh my God.
She looks like, do you remember that movie Little Monsters with Howie Mandel and Fred Savage? Do you remember at the end of that movie, Boy?
Yeah, I think
her
so.
Face looked like fucking
she was
boy,
the ugliest
dude.
One out of all three of the chicks. Dude, yeah, she was the ugliest one out of all three of those chicks. And, you know, for the most part, everyone on that show was not bad looking at all. Like, I mean, one of them was kind of a skull looking dork who had suspenders, but he wasn't ugly by any means. You know, it's just fucking.
He was an engineer.
But
nerd.
One of the chicks that, you know, she was pretty hot. She had a guitar and stuff. And then the other chick was,
he rocked some suspenders, dude.
That was hot. I think that's cool. That's cool as fuck.
You know why you wear suspenders?
Why?
So you can go like this.
Oh, God.
That is so brilliant, dude.
But all of them were good looking, except for the one chick. I didn't, you know, she had a funny face, but she wasn't horribly bad. So, I mean, these people are just way too shallow. It's fucked up. Like the one guy.
It is such an amazing experiment,
dude. He touched the girl and he came around the front. And he thought she was a little fat.
Yeah, the dude, the Jersey jerk off. Yo, I'm a straight shooter. I'm gonna tell you what's on my fucking mind. I'm just a straight shooter. Say straight shooter one more time, you faggot.
And when he shook the girl's hands in the beginning,
he was
did
like,
the wrist check.
Yeah, dude,
he grabbed their arm to see how fat they were. What a fucking douchebag.
He's like, because, you know, I can't be with no floater. He called her floater.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I feel kind of bad. I've been calling you floater the whole time.
Then he goes on the date with her and he actually tells it to her face. You know, I'm going to be honest because I'm a straight shooter. I thought you were fat. I called you a floater. He made a bunch of fun of her. And then he goes back there. He's like, oh, thank God you're not fat. I thought you were so fat. And I tell you, I can't date fat bitches. Like,
and then he goes back to the guys.
He left alone.
And then he talks to the guys. He goes back and they're like, how'd it go? And he's like, oh, man, it went awesome. We really connected. And the chick's on the other side of the house going, oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
No.
Are you fucking serious? I fucking hate this guy. He fucking called me a floater and thought I was fat and said this, that, and the other.
She was pretty hot, but she has some baggage. You can tell these girls have some baggage.
Well, not the one with the guitar. She was good looking. She was good looking. And the other girl, if she just changed her face, she'd be pretty good looking too.
She looked like Boy from Real Monster. It's so gross.
But the other one, you know, she was just a bit thicker, you know. She had big boobs, big ass.
Little in the middle, but she got much better.
Little in the middle. You know, a little bit bigger than I am with a bigger ass. You know, whatever. They're all pretty good looking though. I just felt I was like, are you serious? You're gonna nitpick over a fucking gold earring?
I know, right?
Tell him to take it out. Big fucking deal.
But then didn't she end up hooking up with him anyway?
Yeah, she did.
And then the other dude left by himself. And then the third dude, the nerdy guy with the suspenders, he had two chicks fighting over him now because the one chick didn't like the jerk off anymore.
She's like, I'm going to have to go with this guy. And the other girl that was going for him's like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, because she had been going for him since the very beginning. Right. Nobody wanted him except for her until the dude ended up being a fucking jerk off. And she's all of a sudden, you know, I really did feel a connection with him. And then the lights come up and she sees him and she's like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Let's fight over
him.
He's
so beautiful. Like his eyes and the suspenders. Like, oh my God, the suspenders totally bring out his eyeballs. Look at that cute little skull hat. He's gorgeous. The other girl was pissed. She's like, are you fucking serious?
But she knew she was hot shit.
She said, I'm going to kick your ass.
No, but the one,
like, yes.
She knew she was hot shit because she's like, I like this because in the dark, he gets a chance to approach a girl that he wouldn't normally approach because of how good looking I am.
Like, that's fucked up. That's shallow.
I know, right? Like,
that's shallow.
You went home alone too, bitch. And then at the end, she's like,
you too good for me? What the fuck?
I should have went with the jerk off. And I know the jerk off was like, perfect.
She's like, maybe we would have made a great couple.
I'm a straight shooter.
I'm so retarded.
God, some people are just so stupid. I'm so glad I found you and I had
I hate saying that like reality shows are good because rarely they are.
But this one's cool.
This, just the premise of the experiment from a strictly social, psychological point of view. It's so brilliant.
It's good.
So
I love it.
So
it's amusing as shit to watch because people are so shallow and vain.
Oh, completely. Fucking retarded.
I can't believe that. I'm so glad I was raised better.
So let's let's talk about some fucking retards here. There was
Mama used to beat me with a rubber hose and call me a retard.
Thank you. There was a North Carolina herda in Greensboro, if you will.
Greensboro.
Here's something to make your old English teacher gasp in horror. And here's a link in the live chat, thejamhole.com/live, for our live listeners, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes,
of course, thejamhole.com.
Take a little gander at that. A road contractor hired to paint the word school on a freshly paved stretch of road near Southern Guilford High School, North Carolina, rendered the traffic area in question a cool zone. S-H
wow.
Cool. Hey, cool.
That's
so
someone's an idiot.
If
that was done on purpose.
I don't know what to say about that. Cool. That's so you fucking spelled school wrong. You're at the school. Hey, do you know how to spell? Oh, there it is, written on every fucking wall and class. Like, really, dude?
That's pretty sad.
You guys are
stupid. Jesus Christ, really? I hope that was done on purpose.
But fear not,
for the
youth of Greensboro, the contractor, a company called Retards Inc., a company called Traffic Markings, Traffic Mac Rings. Because we spelled it wrong. Anyway, has already corrected the error. Here's visual evidence of it. That is pretty awesome.
I wonder what they used to take up that paint, because that's some heavy-duty shit.
Erato Toy says, semantics.
Semantics.
That's more of a visual. This isn't the first such mishap on record, of course. Last year, a Miami area road crew offered the variant spelling of S-C-O-H-O-L.
S-C-H-O-E... What?
No. S-C-O-H-O-L. Skohole. Oh, man.
Skohole?
Skohole.
Wow. They should just spell it...
Cool.
I like school spelled the way it is in Invader Zim. S-K-O-L.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
School.
And back in 07, a team in Kalamazoo, Michigan, managed the same H and C reversal. I mean, if you look at it, the H and the C on the keyboard, they're kind of... You're out there! You couldn't spell...
Most people are kind of dyslexic anyway. You can put a random set of letters that are supposed to make one word and jumble them, and at the glance of an eye, you'll know what the word is supposed to be. So,
but
I mean,
not when you're out painting letters that are 8 feet.
You're fucking hired
tall.
To do this.
That's why you're a road contractor and not anything else.
It's pretty sad that you get paid to fucking spray paint some stencils and you fucking lay them out wrong. Are you serious?
I know. Yeah. Isn't that stencil? How do you fuck that up?
I know. It's stupid.
He was like, no. Shh. Cool. No one will notice. We noticed.
Yeah, totally.
Burger says
third
F.
Third grader's like, hey, they spelled school wrong.
Burger says F. One in Kalamazoo. Damn it. Good luck, contractors. Here's an interesting story. Four men died after horsing around in a boat.
On a boat! Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat.
I'm horsing around on a boat.
Yay.
Forcing the drown in the moat. Four of them died. The bodies of all four men were found Monday evening in the American Falls Reservoir in the same area where the men had fallen into the water a day earlier.
Wow.
The search began Sunday for the four boaters after authorities received a 911 call from a child on their boat.
How did they just fall
in? The four
in?
Men were, quote, horsing around, read, gay sexing it
right.
up. To the max!
To the max!
To the max! One man was standing up in the front of the boat, and another man pushed him into the water as a joke, not realizing... He could not swim.
Why the fuck do you get on a boat if you can't swim?
Quote,
at least wear a life jacket for fuck's sake.
There were enough vests for all four adult men to have them on. However, they did not have them on.
Wow.
The victims have been identified as 57-year-old Daryl Shepard, 26-year-old Jared Hale, his 30-year-old brother Aaron Hale, and 30-year-old Stefan Verbeck.
Stefan.
The men were boating on the waterway Sunday, along with five children under the age of nine. The Frank 911 call triggered a search where rescuers used a boat with side-scanning sonar to locate the men in the reservoir. Blah, blah, blah.
You fell off the boat. Look on
you
the edge.
You all couldn't swim and didn't have your vet. Good. What was your day job? Were you a contractor? Hey, shh, cool.
Shh,
cool.
Are you serious, though? Shh. Like, you fucking fall out of the boat and you're...
And you and all kids, died kids, like a boss!
These kids are calling...
Thank you.
You know, a fucking emergency rescue when they could just look on the side of the boat where the guys fucking fell off and maybe throw down the ladder.
I don't know, dude.
And be like, yo.
I don't know.
People are so stupid.
Speaking of people are so stupid, well, this is actually kind of people being smart. Finally, a record 100,000 Austrians are expected to leave the Roman Catholic Church this year after abuse scandals, which have badly damaged its image. I like how you're leaving the church, not because you're enlightened and you've come to the grand, epic realization that it's all made up bullshit. I guess because of sex abuse scandals. I mean, good reason.
Well, that's been going on for years. Why now? Why all of a sudden now?
Oh, you're not okay with it because you know about it now.
We've all known about it forever.
Well, we just figured it out.
No. No, priests love little boys. That's what it is, okay?
Some 57,000 quit the church in the first 6 months of the year. They were citing figures from local state authorities. This is already more than the full year total in 2009, when 53,216 said, see ya. A spokesman for Vienna Cardinals, Christoph Schoenborn, who will release official figures in January of 2011, was not available for comment. Excuse me, because he was pounding some little kid ass. Come on. Hey, I'll call you back. Hold on. And then I jizzed in my pants.
Father Tucker, the
child fucker.
Treat your kid like an all-day sucker.
Thank you. Hundreds of reports of child sexual abuse in Austrian Catholic institutions were triggered by the resignation of an archabbot in Salzburg in April after he admitted to sexually abusing a boy 40
hey, what's an
years
abbot?
Ago. An abbot?
Yeah, what is
it's,
that?
It's usually with a Costello.
or What's his that? Name is Jim Abbott. Do you know who that was?
No.
He was a pitcher for the California Angels. He only had one hand. He had a nub, and when he would no, seriously, I'm not fucking Google that shit. Jim Abbott, motherfucker. You know that shit. We used to own baseball card shops when I was a kid, dude. I fucking memorized. I knew everything, dude.
What is it? People would come in and ask me. Story.
Oh, nothing. You asked me what an abbot was.
Yeah, because it says I just told you a rival abbot or
two
whatever.
Examples of an abbot.
I still don't understand, but okay.
All right. Well,
it said like a rival abbot, right?
Probably. Yes.
Well, I was just wondering what that was. Just
an abbot.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I give up.
Google that shit. No, let me Google it for you. An archabbot.
Yeah,
it's like a deacon or a priest or a pope or a cardinal.
A foe.
A child fucker.
All right.
It's fancy. It's Latin for child fucker.
Sorry, I don't have a very large vocabulary,
okay.
I guess.
The abuse crisis has hit the U.S. and several other European countries, including the Pope's native Germany. The church plays an important role in Austria, of course, a conservative Alpine country of 8 million, where around two-thirds of people described themselves as Catholic back in 2008.
Hmm.
Would you describe yourself as Catholic?
Nay. I would describe myself as not Catholic at all.
Word.
What about you?
No.
No. What do you describe yourself as?
I'm a bright, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm agnostic.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
You're bright.
Fuck you.
I'm agnostic.
I'm a bright.
That's where I fall. I'll believe it when I see it type of deal.
And what if you never see it?
I'll never believe it.
Word to that.
Okay.
That is called riding the fence.
Yep.
And I learned back in Lutheran Jesus school that you don't get to ride the fence.
Yeah, I do.
With God, it's all in or not.
You do that little safety prayer right as you're dying and you're good to go.
Ken Kesey, the electric Kool-Aid acetist, you're either on the bus further or you're off the bus.
Nah, God supposedly forgives all.
Burning in hell. That's kind of what that Rhymes in the Rain song is kind of about.
I don't really give a fuck.
Thejamhole.com/music. Give a fuck.
We will figure it out when we die. How about that?
Listen to Rhymes in the Rain. I break religion totally down for you all. I break it down. He ate buffalo wings and drank 9 Blue Moon drafts at Burke's Cafe. At Shucker's. He washed down a pound of steamed shrimps with 3 glasses of Tanqueray.
Hey.
Tanqueray.
Tanqueray.
Hey.
Hey.
Tanqueray.
Hey.
When I say hey.
You say ho.
Tanqueray.
Tanqueray.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. 2 Coronas, a Heineken, and my homeboy Johnny Walker, black
Ooh.
Label scotch. Okay.
Okay.
Day after day, year after year, Andrew Palmer dined at restaurants all over Baltimore and beyond.
And beyond.
Including Annie, Arundale, Baltimore, and St. Mary's counties. He even traveled as far south as Florida and sampled restaurants there. Okay?
Okay.
He ate modestly and drank aggressively. Restaurant managers described the 43-year-old as shabbily dressed, but cordial and relaxed. He didn't tip. Whoa. Did you hear that?
Whoa!
He didn't tip. Worse yet, he didn't even pay.
Whoa, dude! Dine and dash!
Dine and dash! For fucking years he's been doing this? Oh my god.
Have you dined and dashed
before? Escape... Oh, fuck yeah.
So, yeah, me
no,
too.
Allegedly.
Oh.
To escape his bill, which was usually under $100, police said he frequently feigned a seizure, was rushed to the hospital, and then taken to a jail cell.
Oh my god, that sucks.
It almost honestly seems easier to just get a job.
Okay? Yeah.
Work that job.
Pay for your fucking food.
Get a paycheck. Probably get a bank account.
You know what? Hey. Get a job at the restaurant. Done and fucking done. Problem solved.
Problem
Move
solved.
On.
Thank you. Oh, fuck. Once the police found him rolling from side to side and spitting on the floor of a crowded restaurant. Quote, he's been around the city and he's eaten very well. Said Jesus. The prosecutor. Oh, man. The frequent diner is now serving an 18-month sentence after pleading guilty to a theft scheme charge in which prosecutors consolidated six of his latest cases in order to persuade a judge that Palmer needed to spend more time behind
bars.
So
it's a year and a half of time he's doing for dine and dash.
Yeah, but he's been dining and dashing for, like, years and shit.
That's...
Wow. Hey, you know what?
What?
Problem solved. You know what you get in jail?
Food.
Ass fucked.
No, you get free
You know
food.
What else you get food?
What?
You know what else you get for food? Ass fucked. Bread and water.
You also get lots of penis.
And lots of... That's the ass fucked.
No. That goes in your mouth, too.
Oh. So after your ass? Penis?
Probably. Ass to mouth.
Wouldn't it taste like your...
If he's
butthole?
The bitch, you know, it's going to be ass to mouth. I'm pretty positive.
Well,
knock out
fuck.
The front teeth so you can't bite down. It's cool. No big deal. You dine and dash, here's some cock. Chew on that. you can have it for free.
He was typically arrested each time he faked a seizure, but each time he posted minimum bail, and if he was convicted, was sentenced to no more than 30 or 90 days in jail. Court records show that at times he was arrested nearly every other day.
Are you serious?
Every other day. I'm so hungry. But fuck, I'm still broke.
What? Oh, wow, dude. Seriously. Like, was he going throughout the country or was he just in the one
just
state?
Just in that area, and they said as far
wouldn't
south as Florida.
Wouldn't you fucking, like...
Which is full of retards, so nobody even
if
noticed.
If he's been doing it for years, wouldn't the people in the restaurants recognize him?
Wouldn't it have to have been easier to just go to jail in the first place? Done?
I guess, yeah, because then you get three square meals a
That's
day.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know, fuck it. And you know what? Jail food's probably not all that bad, I'm
In
guessing.
85, he was twice convicted of arson. In 90, he was sentenced to 5 years for robbery. In 91, convicted of assault on a staff member at the Paddington Institution, which, if you didn't know, treats people with psychological problems. After that, his arrest consists mainly of theft and fraud charges, including... But not limited to 36 separate cases of theft under $100 or theft under $500 since 2005. Hey! Of those, he was convicted 22 times. So, I don't know. I thought that was pretty fucking awesome. Good job. Oh, all right. Last story, because I got stuff to do.
Like me.
Did you know? Yes. Did you know? People. People, listen to me. Do you remember back in the day?
No.
Niggas used to kill niggas for their shoes.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Their Nikes.
Give me your Pumas, bitch!
Motherfucker, those BKs! Nigga, you got that LA gear?
Give me those lugs.
Yo,
lugs, the new ones. Oh, they got the steel toes.
Yo,
yeah, nigga, that's what I'm fucking talking about. Give me that shit.
Yo, are those them new catapults?
Drop your kicks, nigga.
Shit. A witness to a brutal assault in Winnipeg's East West End Tuesday evening says a roving pack of youth gang members attacked an innocent man for his shoes.
Of course.
For his shoes. Nigga got your life.
I had somebody try to steal my shoes when I was in, like,
for
fucking,
your shoes.
Shut up. When I was new in, like, shoes. Second grade, some, like, fifth grader tried to steal my fucking shoes. I remember that. I didn't let it happen. I ran.
Punk that bitch?
No, I was a little kid. I ran. I was scared.
Nice. Flight or flight?
Yeah, I was like, don't take my shoes. I need my
flight
shoes.
Flight or flight. Right.
They were cool.
A man who appeared
they
to be
yeah,
in his 20s was taken by paramedics to a nearby hospital for treatment. While the man appeared conscious, he was wheeled away on a stretcher. His current medical condition not known. He was 40. Say he witnessed the attack and comforted the man as he lay bleeding heavily from a head wound.
Huh. He said
the man was walking up the lane when as many as five young males approached him and demanded his shoes. When the victim refused to hand them over, the males waited until his back was turned. Of fucking course, you dumb pussies. Five of you, and you still waited for his back to be turned. That's fucked up.
Amesby says, is this a Canada story?
Yes.
Huh. Cool. I don't Winnipeg. Know why, but whatever.
That's even crazier. Thank you for bringing that up. Holy shit. Canadians are, like, super nice, right?
Yeah, and...
like, they must be at some out-of-state niggas.
Probably. They like, yo, waited. Motherfucker, I'm from down but south.
But check this out.
And I want your motherfucking shoes so I can get my ass back down there.
Because I gotta walk home.
You see these raw-ass bunions? Yeah, I need me some motherfucking shoes.
Five of them, though. And they waited for the one dude's back to be turned before they punked his
That's
ass.
That's fucked up.
That's so fucked,
That's
right?
That's fucked up. That's sucker punching and shit, man. That's cheap. Fuck you.
They used a large piece of...
You don't deserve shoes, nigga.
...broken concrete to hit him in the back of the head. Quote, they basically ripped his shoes right off of him in the back lane. The culprits then fled south down the back lane towards the avenue and disappeared. Hmm. A fucking hunk of concrete, dude.
Hunk of concrete?
They busted him in the back... Holy shit, and then took his shoes. That's so fucked up. I don't know. I'm sorry. That's just like, wow, dude. The dude says he believes the culprits were members of the Mad Cows street gang. MC Niggas! Moo! 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 Mad Cows, nigga! Salmonella! Bok! Bok!
Wow.
Moo! Moo!
Moo!
Moo!
Meow!
Meow! Mad Cows up here. What do we got? Dumb Dog, fucking Mad Dog. Why?
I love it when Sean does that to the cat. He just walks in and goes, meow.
You know who loves it more
like,
than
oh,
that?
Mean, what?
The cat.
Yeah, she just the looks at loves, him like, are you fucking serious?
The cat loves the fuck out of that.
It's so great. It's like he's barking in a meow voice. I don't get it. It's weird. It's great. He did it to the Chihuahua dog.
I know. He's the like, dog meow! Loves that.
Meow. Oh, God, it's awesome.
That's so fucked up, dude.
He's a slob, but he's fun for that.
I bet they rap. I bet they're going to rap about it. Quote, it's pretty stupid. Nobody can own a nice pair of shoes or anything.
Oh.
The guy probably worked hard to get his own things. Nah,
see,
honestly.
See, I wear Vans and I fucking wear them to hell, so you don't want to steal my shoes.
He probably stole them from somebody else anyway.
Probably.
So. And you know what? They will get stolen from this nigga.
Probably.
That's how it goes.
That's
Shit.
How it goes, dude.
You ain't...
One of those other guys in his little five-person posse is going to be like, yo, nigga, I want my cut, so I'm going to go ahead and take those.
I'm going to go ahead and just take one of these.
Yeah.
I'm going to split them with you
because
I like
you. Wear them today, I get them tomorrow, and after I get them tomorrow, you ain't
Word.
Getting the motherfuckers back.
Word.
So,
Word. Yo, nigga, I bricked a nigga in the back of the head with a motherfucking piece of concrete like a boss.
He's like, I was the one who got them motherfucking shoes for you. For one, for me, you ain't going to get that shit.
Yeah.
So those are mine,
yeah.
Nigga.
Moo, Mad Cows,
nigga. I'm gonna
cows,
get me
nigga.
Some fucking
MC.
Gelling souls so I could be gelling like a felon. Woo.
MC, nigga, Mad Cows.
What?
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 What? What? Fucking what a bunch of faggots. This is why I'm upset at the world. What's wrong,
why,
world?
This is why
MC!
I'm with you.
MC! Because
MC!
That's what you sound like
yes,
when you
it
rap.
Is. It is. I fucking hate people. I love you
I'm gonna do that
so much.
Tomorrow, 6 o'clock at Distinct Tattoo Shop. I'm just going to get up there and be like,
no, no, no. We're going to Walmart tonight, right? Hey! I'm not going
That's
with you
I'm
if
doing.
You do that.
What?
I'm not going with you if you do that.
Going where?
To the show.
Oh, right.
But yeah, we're going to Walmart after this, right? You want to practice your retard voice there?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. I really don't want to go to Walmart at all.
We need to get kitty food.
I know,
bro, so.
I know. And honestly, I've never been to the Super Walmart here
I can
yet.
Guide you. I've been there.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of want to say hi to my mom. She's working tonight.
I'm going to try and take some pictures of some fucking people of
oh,
Walmart.
Oh, yeah,
for
dude.
You.
Fucking people of Walmart.
Because I'll tell you, dude, I saw so many fat people in the last 2 days. I think I put on a few more pounds from seeing so many fat people. It's so
Were
sad.
Your eyes eating their fat.
It's so sad, dude.
You're just getting filled up
fuck.
On fat.
That's go hot. Like I get it. Just walk around or something.
Amham says go to Target instead. It's right there.
Yeah, probably not gonna have what I need. So
yeah, probably not, and probably not for as cheap.
All right. Well, anything else?
No, man. I'm good. I remade your necklace. Did that today.
It's nice. Pretty. Thank you.
It's really pretty. So.
All right. Well, thank you guys, of course, for being with us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
It's what
the
we
jam
do.
Hole, thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com. You can leave us a message or call in live for the show, 406-204-4687. You can text me if you want to say hi, 406-8481-SEX.
You can direct message me on Twitter or hit me up on my Facebook.
That's right.
Or my MySpace that I never check.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thejamhole.com. Just check it out. The forums, done. So join the Facebook group. If you ever want to make a comment about the show, you can go to the show notes at thejamhole.com and make a comment.
Fucking
how easy is that?
We might even read it on the show if it's awesome.
Server bills due again. Thejamhole.com/donate. I appreciate that. You guys are awesome. I mean, we do this for free.
Awesome.
So, you know, it's the least you can do. And remember, September 25th. Who's coming? Red Fox.
I'm coming.
Who else is coming? Put them up. Who's coming? This is going to be out of the fucking... off of the chain.
I'm going to buy a new dress just to wear, because I'll wear a dress once a year.
I'm
going to
buy a cowboy hat, some cowboy boots.
Dude, I'll buy a jean dress with tassels.
Oh, we're going to
be all
hit
a hat
a
herda.
Proper. Oh, we're going to have a hoedown.
Black out some teeth.
I will square dance.
I won't, you know, like, I'll get, like, fake boobs that hang down, like, really long, so it looks like they're like, tubes.
I look forward to that. But, yeah, join the Facebook group, thejamhole.com/Facebook. There's some info there about it in the events section. I will make a page on the site. We have the 250 show. That was our first live show, thejamhole.com/250. I will make one for 404.
Yeah,
this
I think...
is episode 404. Not found in the 406.
I think it'd be really cool because, like, I don't
MC!
Wear.
Sorry.
I don't wear dresses, and I think it's kind of cool that I'll wear a dress once a year for that day and that day only.
Right.
I think that's cool. So it's kind of classy. Cool.
And then I just get to fuck the shit out of you in it.
Uh huh.
And then we take it back.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Well, I still got the one I wore last year, so.
Yeah, that we got sexy. Videos and bullshit at thejamhole.com/YouTube, and then, yeah, the Twitters and. The MySpaces and the Facebooks and the what have yous and the whatnots.
Yeah, you know.
All that.
So. You know where to fucking find us.
That's right. Joining us tomorrow for the Hotbox, hotboxpodcast.com, my other show,
Woot,
all about weed. If you like weed, this is the place to be. And no, I'm not drinking. I'm not slurry. Am I slurry?
No.
I'm kind of stoned. All right. We'll see you guys Monday. Peace out, G's.
Goodbye.
Writing rhymes in the rain, swatting flies out of the face of the criminally insane, quoting the great 3.14's last dying cry for something interesting to divide by. Writing rhymes in the rain, swatting flies out of the face of the criminally insane, quoting the great 3.14's last dying cry for something interesting to divide by. I'm like the devil, only difference is I exist, and God's on my shit list, I insist. You think for yourself, instead of praying, a waste your whole life away, sitting there waiting. You say your design is intelligent, but really you've embellished it. Turn around and face facts, a failed fellowship. Faith is nothing more than a blind guy saying bye-bye with no shoot before his sky dies. It's simply one giant waste of time. We can't fly shit. We can't even turn water into wine, but we try. Well, on the other side, science is revealing the highs within our mind. We observe and record the why to everything we're doing. The advancements we made are beautiful while faith stays wait. Until you get saved. If I tried, I couldn't find a bigger waste of space. You lazy, afraid to burn in hell eternally. Except you see, there ain't no way in hell. Your hell is burning me. I've learned to see through juvenile beliefs, so I know life has got to be more than some good grief. So fuck your synagogue, give your sin to God, till the shit is gone. Breathing heavy, left out on the spinning lawn. We could have been such geese, but instead dumb priests set us back centuries. Now we're numb creeps. Riding rhymes in the rain, swatting flies out of the face of the criminally insane. Quoting the great 3.14's last dying cry for something interesting to divide by. Writing rhymes in the rain, swatting flies out of the face of the criminally insane. Quoting the great 3.14's last dying cry for something interesting to divide by. Crazy from day one, all the guilt is mine, and I'll bring it on the journey with me through the end of time. My dreams are reality, rarely what they seem, so I merrily wander through all these silly beings. We're killers, blood spillers, where jealousy controls our each and every move, so I keep packing bowls, openly, hopelessly filled with regret for choices they made but can't seem to forget. And I don't know what the fuck we're doing anymore, sitting bored on the beach watching all the handy pour down throats of penny whores, found on the sweaty floor with panties torn, locked up for another trendy score. If you need it, fine, go ahead and take it. I try to relate to the mind while the body tries to fake it. We'll make it, well, some of us will, because if it comes down to you and me, you're getting killed. I'm trapped on this island, the one sole survivor, spitting out rhymes like a particle collider, still trying to decide on a greater purpose for a serpent sent to earth with a tongue for a curse. It's always been this way, and it always will be. The hype has to be far greater than the movie, but my viewfinder's always getting hacked, and that's the main reason I'm always watching my back. It's Apple, it's Google, it's Twitter, it's Top Ramen Noodles, it's that old ass lady and her bitch ass poodle, it's a Chef Boyardee Jewish noodle fucker, it's a stupid loop of poorly drawn doodle jumpers. It's called faith, we're crawling the wrong way. I'm sprawled out on the floor puffing a Marley. If you think you really want to parlay, then do us all a favor and just say you're sorry. Writing rhymes in the rain, swatting flies out of the face of the criminally insane. Quoting the great 3.14's last dying cry for something interesting to divide by. Writing rhymes in the rain, swatting flies out of the face of the criminally insane. Quoting the great 3.14's last dying cry for something interesting to divide by. So I velcro strapped my shoes, dressed in black sweatpants, waiting for the comet tail to bring me a sack of that interstellar shit, exploring spiral galaxies, trying to sell it in to all these foreign fallacies. I'm going door to door to help you get your dreams, but the sign on the porch says no soliciting. We're progressive, so I must digress, read my digest on how things digest. But you don't realize the damage is massive, your passive distraction to raking all this cash in. You can't stop infections from killing in all directions, there's no stopping at these carbon copy intersections. That's why I spit rhymes with a joke in my mouth. Entropy increases with time, so kick a quote and I'm out, floating on pounds, laying broken from round after round, the spinning token focused on trying not to drown. I've always been down with rhyming from day one, filled with books with my mind to train chumps, these sad little lame ducks who can't form a sentence but always sit there and remain tough. It's an act, it's the image of an act in a scrimmage, smack dab in the middle of a whack little business. Forgiveness comes on a face with strings attached to the backside of his little miss ring hand. Writing rhymes in the rain, swatting flies out of the face of the criminally insane. Quoting the great 3.14's last dying cry for something interesting to divide by.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.